Hi, today I'm going to start the very first of a new series that I'm doing, which is teaching the Arabic writing system. I am by no means an authority on this, I'm not even Arabic, but I have been doing this for a couple weeks, and a lot of people I know have expressed interest in learning it, and I wanted to assure them that it's actually pretty easy to pick up. And since I don't want to show everybody individually, I thought I would make some YouTube videos so that everybody could see how to do it and try to learn on their own. So I'm breaking this up into a couple lessons, and the very first one I'm going to do today is teaching you all the letters. Now, Arabic is a language that's the official language of over 20 countries. It's spoken by more than 1.2 billion people, and it's pretty much the language of Islam because it's how the Quran is written. A lot of people learn it expressly for the purposes of reading the Quran in other countries. There are several different dialects that people speak in Arab-speaking countries, and the one that's most commonly used is Modern Standard Arabic. There's also Cairo, which is the language that they speak in Egypt, and because a lot of the cultural things came out of Egypt, like movies and television, that's the dialect that most people understand. But you don't need to pay much attention to that when you're learning the writing system. Basically, I'm going to show you each letter. Now, Arabic is written in cursive, and it's also written from right to left. In case you didn't know what that meant, that helps you out a little bit. And the thing you need to know is that most of the letters join each other. A couple of them don't. So if you were going to do one word, here they all join each other. But with some of the letters, they don't join. This letter you see didn't join that one. But you'll learn that later, because when you get more into the advanced, you'll realize that a letter in its isolated form sometimes will change based on whether or not it's the first letter in a word, somewhere in the middle, or the last letter in the word. And I will be teaching you that later. Some are pretty obvious and some are a little hard to pick up on. The other thing you might want to know is that it's written all in consonants. So these are three consonants I've written right here. And if I wanted to be expressly clear about how the word was pronounced, I would add vowel markers. And these go above or below the letters. And usually they're not used in the written language because it's kind of obvious based on the context what the word is. However, in things like elementary school textbooks and in the Quran, they do use the vowel markers because they want to make sure that the people reading it understand for sure what is being written. And I will go over those after I do the consonants. But now you are ready to begin learning your consonants. So I recommend getting yourself a piece of paper and a pen and trying to write these along with me and keeping track of them because as we progress through the lessons, you'll want to be able to look back on something. Okay, so the very first letter is pretty easy, and this is Aleph. It's just a straight line down. And even though this has sort of an ah sound, it isn't, you know, it's, I said there's no vowels, so of course the very first thing I show you is sort of a vowel, but don't get confused about that. An example, a lot of the words in the Arabic language start with the article, which we would say al or al. And so you do this a and then you're going to do an al. That's an example, but now we'll move on. So this is the first letter, which is Aleph. Okay, the second letter would be ba. See, I kind of did this. Remember, I'm writing from right to left because that's how you write all your words. So I just did a little scoop like that, and then this is differentiated because there's a dot underneath. The next one is very similar, so consider this to be a group. This one is ta. Same shape, except this time there's actually two dots above. So we had, and this isn't really how you spell it, but this is how you can phonetically spell it if you want to remember. The next one you're going to do is very similar to that, and I just went the wrong direction because I'm looking through a camera, but that's that. And then this one has the three dots, and this is thaw. So this is a grouping right here. Sometimes if you want to be quick with your ta, you can just do a line, and with your thaw, you can just do a little triangle like that. Sort of like this is what you'll see in printing, but this is what you'll mostly see if you're someone is handwriting it because it's quicker. Okay, so that was your first group. So let's go back. We have Aleph, Ba, Ta, Tha. Very similar. Okay, the next kind of a grouping is involving this shape. That one right there with this dot in the middle is Jin. Now you may be wondering too, like, these consonants represent different sounds, but a lot of these consonants have sort of very similar sounds. So you'd think that this ta here would represent a T sound, but you're going to find out later that there's also a different T, which is a big T. So when we talk about transliteration, when you read a word, depending on whether or not it's got a little T or a big T in the transliteration, you're going to use a different vowel. And this is sort of like how in English there are certain words that, you know, the C and the S sound alike. You just have to know from experience how to spell the word. So we don't spell city S-I-T-Y, but maybe someone learning the language, learning our alphabet for the first time, would do that. So getting back to this, we have jim, and that's that shape. And now following in on this common theme, we have this shape, again, now without a dot, and that is ha. And then, very similar to that, even in pronunciation, is ha. So it's more of a coughing sound. It's very hard to do that, but ha and ha, that has the dot on top. And that is another grouping. Oh, I should probably... Whoa. Paper moving. Okay. So there's our groupings. We have aleph. Doesn't have a circle around it. I just made a circle for emphasis. Don't get confused. Then we have ba, which is the dot underneath. Ta, with the two dots above, and they don't have to be fancy dots like mine. They can be little dots, but I decided to make fancy dots for you. Tha, with the three. Jim, ha, and cha. Okay, time for Nika's paper. Alright, starting up at the top again, we have another grouping. We're going to begin. This little guy here looks like a comma. That's dal. And then, very similar to him, if he's a guy, is tal, which has an open A sound. And that has a dot on the top. So dal and tal. Now, this is where it gets super confusing. This guy here, which looks a little bit like dal, except it's more rounded and a little bit bigger, that is ra. And you can even roll that R a little bit. And similar to that one, is Zayn, which has a dot. So these are sort of considered to be a grouping. Dal, Thal, Ra, and Zayn. Okay, good. Now we have another grouping. See, this is how I'm telling you, this is not that hard to learn because there's a lot of very similar shapes. This one here, you make a little W, and then you make a big scoop. That one is Seen. And very similar to that one, except with this little dot pyramid here, is sheen. And then if you look again at something that's somewhat similar, we have sod. I don't know how I would spell that, but there we go. And similar to that one is, with a dot, and that is dod. Okay, so here is another grouping. Let's review on this page. Dal and dal, ra and zain are a grouping. Seen, sheen, sod, and dod are a grouping. Okay,